Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am your hostess, medium Michelle Stockatelny, founder of the Spirit Guided Path. I have been offering spiritual teachings and connections with spirit for many years, and it is my absolute honor to spend the next 30 minutes with you, helping you begin to connect more strongly with your own loved ones and spirit. You are not alone in wanting to connect with your loved ones. There is always more to say and more to share with them after they have gone home. Home is the word I use for the spirit world. You may call it heaven, home, spirit world, whatever you call it. This is where they are. One of the things that we do during readings is try to convey the truth that at no time are you ever unable to express yourself to your loved ones. They hear you. They feel you. They can sense your truest emotions, your thoughts and feelings. Everything is very transparent to them. You may think, well, then they might know that I was upset with them about this or that. Well, yes, they might very well be aware of that. But in spirit, they also have a much greater understanding about the bigger picture, especially after they have readjusted to being in spirit. They understand and remember what life was like on Earth. And they do not judge you for these very natural human emotions and thoughts that we all experience during our time here. There are so many ways that our loved ones in spirit provide validation for us and connections and confirmation that they are very much with us. They do provide us with signs and memories and things that help us to hopefully work on our own healing. When a spirit comes through and focuses on the sitter's healing, often this can be bothersome to the sitter in some sense because they feel like, well, if I heal, that means I'm acting like everything's normal or that I'm forgetting. And it just couldn't be further from the truth. When we talk about healing, when we're referring to grief, it doesn't mean getting back to normal. It doesn't mean carrying on like nothing happened. That is not it at all. What it means is working through the grief, accepting it, feeling it, letting it flow naturally, and learning to not judge yourself. Because I find one of the things that people have great difficulty with, especially during the grieving of a significant loss, is the judgment they have on their own reactions and their thoughts and everything they felt they should have done differently or anything like that. That can really put a big blockage on your own personal healing. And in all the years I've been making these connections for people, not once has a spirit ever come through and said anything about how they wish their loved one that was still in the physical would grieve more or feel, more sad or, anything like that. And obviously, sometimes people will say things to me like, well, they don't know what it's like to be going through this. Well, I can assure you that they do, especially if you believe in reincarnation. We've all been through this many times, and there's been times when it was you that went home first or something, and they've had to go through that grief. So you might think that they don't understand what you're going through, but I assure you that they very much do, and that's why our loved ones in spirit try to remain as close as they can with us after they go home, because they know how difficult it is. They see the struggle, they see the challenge, and they see your pain, and they really want you to know that they are with you, and this is why we have mediumship in this world, thank goodness, because you wouldn't believe the amount of healing that can be achieved in even just one 30-minute session. I've had sitters who have waited 20 years to book a reading with a medium, and in 30 minutes their life is completely transformed simply because they get that validation that absolutely their loved one is fine and in spirit, and that they love them and they forgive them, and whatever it is that they were holding on to for all those years. I would say you shouldn't wait more than a year after a significant loss. Definitely wait 4 to 6 months, because you definitely need time to start your own personal healing journey. But I would say I wouldn't wait more than a full year after a significant loss to make that first connection, because it is so integral to your healing. It's so important to take that step and to have those connections made, because even though you might be sensing them, unless you do this all the time, you might feel like it's hard to trust that you are definitely sensing them or that you are picking up on things. And so this is why mediums want to help you so that you can make those beautiful connections and start to heal and remember and feel them close to you. Remember that they're never that far away. They're only a thought away, truly. I will be taking your calls today to answer questions that you may have about our topic, to connect you with a loved one in spirit, or even to provide guidance about your path. I will be getting to a call right away. And in between calls, I'm going to be happy to talk about ways that your loved ones in spirit provide these signs for you and the way that they help you, and how you can increase that communication with them and start to feel definitely more like they are with you and to understand how they can provide these for you. Let's take our first caller. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I'm looking for employment. May I ask you a question about that, or would you prefer to bring in my family?
Well, today we're talking about loved ones, but it would probably be better for us to bring in a loved one and see what they might have to say. But
okay.
Again, whenever it comes to employment issues, obviously we can only give what we get from spirit, but with free will, they're not going to tell me what a potential employer is going to say. So it probably wouldn't be the most helpful thing at this point to focus on. So let's maybe connect with a loved one. Is there a loved one specifically that you'd like to connect with?
My beloved brother David passed March 2nd, almost 1 year ago.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can bring them forward for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so just relax, Wendy, and inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And if I remember correctly, we have brought through David before, right? You have called the show before, and yeah, okay.
My beloved mother and father would be a gift, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll give them the option, and then we'll see which one wants to come forward. I actually do feel a female spirit coming forward for you, Wendy. And I feel like she was somebody who, she looks like she would have had it when she was in the physical form. She would have been somebody who probably would have conveyed this look in her eyes that I'm seeing right now. I feel like she probably had a lot of concern in her eyes when she was thinking about her loved ones, because I see that I don't feel like she was someone who necessarily worried a lot, but when it came to her children, I feel like she was somebody who felt a little tense because she always wanted the best for them, but was never quite sure that, she had a hard time letting go is what I hear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so I also feel that as she's coming closer, I feel like she's placing her hand around your shoulder, and I feel like she's trying to encourage you to... Well, okay. Actually, what I'm hearing her say as she's coming through more strongly now is she's taking your chin and trying to get you to look up a little bit, because she says you keep looking down. Like, you're okay. The exact words I'm hearing from her are, stop focusing on what you might stumble from, and in terms of your path, and look ahead. And I feel like she's showing me this path, and she's trying to get you to kind of look for the bigger picture. And I know that you're looking for employment and all that stuff. She's not talking about that, because I feel like she's saying it's all working out the way it needs to. And I know you probably don't agree with that right now, but I feel like she's saying, oh, okay. Well, she says even in the last 6 months, she's saying that you've learned a lot more about yourself than you have in the last 2 years. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay. Because I feel like she's saying that you've had to really... She's saying that you've had to, these are her words. She's saying that you've really had to kind of go it alone for a bit now. And it's been something that was not really something you wanted to do, because I feel like you always had a bit of a support system around you before. And it feels like you felt a bit more like on your own right now. And I feel like that isn't going to be something, or that's not going to be the way it's going to feel forever. She's just saying that, remember that there's always good things coming ahead. And I feel like, I don't know if she was like this in life, but I feel like right now she's much more of a, less of a pessimist and more of an optimist. She's kind of always looking ahead, and not so much that we want to focus too much on the future, because we can't always control the outcomes, and we don't want to, we want to remain in the moment, obviously. But I feel like she's encouraging you not to give up, and I feel like with the words she's saying is never give up hope, because it's all coming together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and so I feel like what she's trying to say is the exact words I'm hearing from her are she's starting to lose hope a little bit more and more, and is starting to focus on the negative, side of things, the what ifs and what could go wrong. And she's saying, the exact words I'm hearing is that that's not my Wendy. She said that you, before things became a bit more difficult, you were somebody who was kind of more focused on the positive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and so I feel like she's just trying to encourage you with a lot of love and a lot of hope, and to remember, she's like, she wants to see you smile more. She's saying, I know it's been difficult, and that she says, you're trying so hard. And she says, the key to this might be in less trying and more just being, is what I'm hearing. So I feel like, even though, again, you might not agree with that, because obviously when they have a different view of things from spirit and they can kind of see the bigger picture, well, we're here and we're kind of struggling day to day, obviously that can, it might not resonate in the sense that she's for how she's bringing it forward, but I feel like she's giving lots of love and encouragement and hope to not give up because things are coming together, even if it doesn't look like it just yet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Wendy, I just hope you know that she is with you. And I feel like you know that she is, and I feel like you talk to them a lot. I feel like I just feel like there's a strong connection all around. I don't feel like it's something that's difficult for you to do to communicate with them, but I do feel like she's just trying to give you that extra boost. I feel like she's just trying to give you an extra nudge and just say, keep going because it's coming. And that's what I keep hearing. Does that make sense?
Yes. And
okay,
I want
Wendy.
Her to know that I deeply appreciate her coming forward. And and also, it's so wonderful to hear that she loves me because I love her forever and my beloved father and brother, too, forever.
Of course, Wendy. And so please know they're definitely with you, and she's just giving you that encouragement. And I hope that this helps you endure the challenges that you're facing right now. But please don't give up because I do feel a lot of things are coming and in a very positive way. Okay, so I'm going to leave that with you, Wendy. Thank you so much for calling the show, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was a beautiful connection. It's funny how, you know, when we do a reading or a message, and obviously readings are a bit more in-depth and obviously get quite personal because they're more private. Here, I treat the calls here kind of like how I do when I do platform readings or anything like that, you know, more public demonstrations. Try to keep it more, not too personal. We don't want to get too deep in front of everyone else, but we like to try to make sure that we're bringing forward as much validation as possible about your loved ones in spirit. And obviously, sometimes they don't like, you know, if especially in a situation like this where you're only going to get a few brief moments, say 4 or 5 minutes per message. Sometimes the one you thought was going to come through waits till you do that reading so they have more time with you. But they like to make sure that you know they're absolutely with you. And so normally I wouldn't ask anyone to tell me who they want to bring forward because during a reading I never do that until the end of a reading because I want spirit to have the chance to bring forward as much information as possible about what's going on for you and to provide those connections they know you need, which is different sometimes than what we think we want. But during something like this, is where it's a bit more quick, and I really want you to get what you need for right now. I don't mind if you ask for a specific spirit, but I can never guarantee it, and that's as part of it. Even when someone's really looking forward and they really want to just hear from this one spirit, but that spirit, for whatever reason, either may not be ready to make that connection, or it's just not the right time for both of you to make that connection. That's the thing with spirit is that, or at least with the way I do readings, is that it's very spirit-led. I trust spirit. I trust the guides so much. I could never express how deeply grateful I am to work with my guides and to know that they have been the most important part of this journey for me because without them, I couldn't do any of this. I couldn't make these connections for you. I wouldn't be able to provide the teachings that I do. And I just can't express how deep my gratitude is for spirit and my wonderful guides. And so I always trust that whoever comes forward for you, whether it's during a short message like this or during a full reading, it's exactly what you need because they have a much greater understanding about what it is we need while we're here. Okay, so we're going to take more calls. I see a number of you are waiting and waiting patiently. Thank you so much. But I want to talk a little bit first, just for a few moments, about some of the ways that your loved ones in spirit provide signs for you. So I've talked about a lot about this before, and if you've listened to the show, this will be a bit of a reminder, but if this is your first time, you'll be hearing this for the first time. So spirit, they love to provide connections for us. They love to try to give us signs to let us know that we're obviously not alone in this life and that they're very much alive in spirit. I can't remember the last time I ever used I call it the D word, dead or death, because there is no death. There really isn't. It is like walking through a door and it's like waking up from a sleep. Like it's when the time is right, and we all will go through it and we all have been through it before, it's not the scary thing that so many of us have become fearful of. And so we need to understand that. Honestly, it's kind of interesting too, the more I think about it. Very, very rarely will spirit come forward and talk a lot about their actual transition. For them, it was just a brief moment and then it was done. They focus much more on what they did when they were here with you. And they do this also with you without, you know, a medium needing to be there, because sometimes you'll be going through your day and thinking about, you know, either how they had passed, or things that you might be worried about with them. And all of a sudden this wonderful, funny or happy memory pops into your thoughts about a time that you spent with them. And you might go, why am I thinking about that? And that's just one of the many ways that your loved ones in spirit try to encourage you to remember that, you know, the pain that you're going through is very real as it is, and as much as you need to go through it in order to heal, is temporary. And you might say, oh, no, it's not. Well, I assure you that it is. And there is nothing here that's permanent. And so it might not feel like it's possible for that pain to be temporary. And it doesn't mean that it will ever go away completely, because especially when it's been a significant loss, you know, there are varying degrees of grief, and we all go through it in our own ways. And often we surprise ourselves, because how we grieve for one person, it could be drastically different than how we feel grief for another. And so we just simply cannot judge ourselves and what we feel and what we have to go through. And hopefully anyone that's been through a significant loss, I find, tends to become a little bit kinder, in the sense that they understand that all of us are going to go through this at some point or another, and we all have to learn how to feel and allow those feelings to happen and flow freely. Because once you start to repress those thoughts and those feelings, as so many people unfortunately do, it creates these blockages and can make us angrier and very easily upset, and we're not even sure why we feel that way anymore. And it's usually because of blockages of energy, because we've repressed our grief so much. And so it's important that we allow it to flow freely and not judge ourselves for feeling anger or sadness or anything else that might come up, because you're going to think about times where, I wish I didn't say that, or I wish I didn't say this, or I wish I had done more. You do the best that you can in the moment, and that's all you can do. None of us are going to be perfect in this life. And so when you stop holding yourself to an impossible standard and you release some of those expectations you think that you should have followed through on because somehow you must be superhuman and everyone else is just human. No, we all have our imperfections, and we're all going to have those moments that we wish we could take back. But those moments, don't let those moments, the ones that you wish you could take back, don't let those ones be the defining moments of your life. Let every other moment in between, where your love did shine and the words were there and all of that, let that be what defines things, not the few moments that you wish you could take back, especially when it comes to loved ones in spirit. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that after we take another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please? You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Dee, and I'd like to know if you can connect with my mother.
Okay, well, I can certainly try. I can't guarantee a certain spirit will come through, but I'd be happy to try. I'm sorry, and your name is Dee,
okay.
You said?
Yes.
Dee, okay. Okay, Dee. Okay, so I just want you to relax. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Try to relax as I connect with your energy. And I will see if we can bring forward at least a female spirit that you know. Okay, Dee, so as I connect with your energy, my heart rate was quickening up a little bit. So it tells me that there's a bit of anxiety going on about this. I feel like and I also feel a bit of nausea in my tummy. So that tells me that overall, I don't know if it's just regarding this potential connection or being on the air or anything like that, but I just feel a little anxiety in your body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Dee, so I'm going to see if we can bring forward a female spirit for you. Okay. Okay, so I do feel a female spirit coming forward. I do feel like she has a motherly, grandmotherly energy. So I'm not going to know if this is your mother or not. I'm going to describe her personality and memories and stuff that I can get from her, and then you let me know if you recognize her. So I do feel like she, again, has that motherly, grandmotherly vibration. So very maternal. As I'm connecting more with her, I mean, I'm still feeling a bit of nausea, but it's different now. It's more like upper respiratory, or upper my chest. So it tells me that she likely would have experienced either heartburn or issues with the upper area of her chest before she left. Okay, yes. And I'm almost actually having difficulty breathing, so I feel like she would have had problems with that. Does that make sense? Because I'm having a hard time catching my breath. Okay, so I'll see if I can get some of her personality. Well, actually, the more I connect now that I don't know if she's ever come through before, but usually when I feel the first thing, like the physical sensations, it's usually around the first or second time they've come through, because that's what they remember feeling when they were here. But as I connect more strongly with her, I'm actually feeling like I'm about to cry because I feel like there's a lot of love, and it's almost like she's, I just feel the spirit wanting to like almost like run to you and give you a hug. It's almost like I'm here, and that's what I'm feeling with her. I almost want to cry. And as I, let's see if I can get something about her personality. Okay. Okay, so I'm actually feeling like she was, as I'm connecting more strongly, like I'm feeling a lot of tension in my arms and in my shoulders and all that. So I feel like she would have carried a lot of tension in her body. Whether this was to do with, it feels more stress-related than anything. I feel like she probably kind of had to work hard during her life. I don't feel like she had a lot of downtime for herself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and so yeah. I feel like she was always on the go, and I feel like she didn't really understand that. I feel like whether this was known or not, I feel like stress actually contributed to her illness. I feel like it would have made things a bit more difficult for her, but it was probably something that she never was really aware of while she was here, or if she was, I don't know if she talked about it, but I feel like it was something that she recognizes now. Personality-wise, I do feel like this beautiful spirit is just, she's like she's got this look of pride in her eyes, and she's really proud of you. And I feel like she's just, that's the message she's trying to bring forward right away, is that let her know how proud I am of her, because I love her so much, is exactly what I'm hearing. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, and so I feel as she's getting closer, I mean, I just see, I don't know if this is something she did when you were a child, but it's like I see her kind of hugging you and like almost like stroking your hair. I just feel like that's what she wants to do right now, because I'm actually doing these motions with my hands, and I feel like she's just wanting to say, you know, just, oh, please know that I'm there. Like, I feel like she hears you, and I don't know. I feel like you either talk out loud to her or you think about her a lot, because I feel like she's trying to say, let her know that I hear her all the time. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do. I do talk to her all the time, yes.
Okay, good. So, because I feel like she's saying that, she's like, I don't know if you guys, it's like she's showing me like a cup of tea or coffee or something like that, and I feel like she's just showing like she's there. She's there, she's listening, she's trying to communicate back to you, and I just feel like she really wants you to know. Okay. And she says, if there's one thing I could say, just please tell her not to worry so much, because worry never changes anything, is what I hear. I feel like she's trying to convey to you that if she could impart one word or one thing of wisdom during this short connection, she's just saying, please tell her not to worry so much, because the worry doesn't make it any better. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, Dee. So I feel like, I just feel like she has so much love for you. And when I'm smiling like, and again, you can't see me, but when I'm smiling like this, it just tells me that she's just so happy to have made this connection. Has she ever come through before? Because it's like she's saying, I did it. I didn't know I could do it, but I did it. So I feel like she's really happy to have made that connection. I just feel like a lot of sweetness around her. I just feel like she's just really just so proud of you, and she really wants you to, okay. Well, the words I'm hearing now, I know it's kind of a cliche, but I just want her to be happy. That's what I hear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to let that connection go deep. I really hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that this validates for you that she hears you. She definitely hears you. She wanted you to know she hears you, and she says loud and clear. And so she says,
good.
You don't have to try too hard. It's right there. And she's there for you. Okay. So I really hope that this helps you, if you're still on your healing journey. And I hope that you have a really beautiful weekend. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. Thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. Oh, that was a lovely connection. I just love when they come through. And usually, like, I actually have a number of mediumship students right now, and they're about to start apprenticing with me, which is great, because I love that part, watching and starting to learn how to connect with people. Because it's one of the things that you don't probably realize how difficult it is until you actually have to do it. And you might think, well, you know, what is it like to actually do this? It's really fun, but, you know, it's also, there's a lot to learn. And I take this very, very seriously. The responsibility one takes on when they tell others, I'm going to connect you with your loved ones. That is a huge responsibility, and my students very much know. And if they're listening right now, they're probably nodding their heads and saying, oh gosh, do we ever, because I talk so much about this before they even make their first connections, just with each other, never mind with people who are really wanting to make those connections with loved ones in spirit. And so it's just very important that we understand how serious it is, but it can be fun too, and it should be fun, but it also, it does require a level of commitment. Absolutely. So I do see we have some more callers, and I'm hoping I'll be able to take at least one more. But I just want to say a few more things about you know, when you're trying to sense your loved ones in spirit, sometimes you'll think that you dream about them, and you'll wake up and you feel like you can remember every single emotion and every sensation that you had during that time. And this can be just one of the ways that they are actually visiting with you. Usually if you can wake, if you, when you wake up and you actually, you, all those feelings rush back and you can remember what it felt like, that's an astral travel, which is a very real visit in spirit. It's not just a dream. If you can remember how it felt, it was very real. And so that's really great. And all of us do experience that. And you're going to say, I don't remember it. Well, most of us don't remember much of them. We're lucky to remember a few, but not always, unfortunately, but it definitely is there in our subconscious, and we will remember when the time is right. If I was to give you some advice about how to connect with your loved ones, obviously, you know, finding a medium that you resonate with and trust, and, you know, researching, making sure that they have good reviews or testimonials, and even asking the medium a few questions beforehand, that would be probably one of the best ways, because that way it starts, it almost is like that, it bridges that gap for you. Having that connection made for you, especially for the first time, it helps you to recognize that they're absolutely with you. And then usually afterwards, it feels like it's almost easier to communicate with them because you have that validation. Okay. Never tell a medium too much about what you want to hear about, or I, like, again, usually when I do a reading, I want to know nothing. I mean, as you see on the radio show itself, I have no idea where you're calling from. I don't know, you know, aside if you say, may I connect with somebody specific? I mean, even just hearing our last caller, which was such a beautiful connection, she wanted to connect with her mother. I have no information besides that. I have no idea who her mother is. I have no idea where she's calling from. When I connect with your energy, it means that I'm connecting with you and spirit, but I need to know nothing else. And this is why I trust my guides so much, because to again, to put yourself out there and not have any information about anyone ahead of time, that's a pretty big thing to do, I think, sometimes. It's a little daunting, but I love it. And so, you know, don't tell the medium too much. You know, just say, I would like a reading. And you can ask them how they work and all that. You know, sometimes they work through pictures and all that. I prefer having no information. But besides having a reading, I would say try to talk with your loved ones, either through your thoughts or out loud. You might not be certain that you're receiving responses, as it can be difficult to trust this unless you're, you know, doing it all the time. But often during a reading, a loved one in spirit will actually provide information that tells you, or like we just saw, or just heard rather, I guess, where it's almost like they answer a question you were asking. You know, can they hear me? Can they hear me? Oh yeah, I can hear you. You know, they provide that answer, so it says, oh gosh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it helps you feel that connection a bit more strongly. And so it's just amazing how they can provide these signs for us. Okay. Oh, I wish we had more time. I see we have a number of callers still, but unfortunately for 30 minutes, we don't get to take too many. So I hope that those who have been waiting this entire time will consider calling back next time, as I will be happy to connect you with your loved ones and spirit guides. And if you ever have any questions that you wanted answered, you can always follow me on Facebook. I love to answer questions. I have a number of mediumship groups, and I do offer draws for reading giveaways that you can enter into. And I do lots of fun stuff like intuitive development exercises and, you know, just lots of information and encouragement from spirit, because that's one of the things that we like to focus on too, is helping you feel empowered and to know that you have the ability to make those connections too. You've been connecting with your spirit guides this whole time subconsciously, so, you know, it's not out of your grasp to be able to make those connections a bit more for yourself. Okay. And also this Sunday, I am doing our next new moon meditation. It's going to be a little early this time because I'm teaching most of the day, but at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, we will be on the air doing a nice new moon meditation. And if you can't make it that early, or you're anywhere else in the world, that's okay. You can listen anytime afterwards by just clicking the link. Okay. So, and next week we will have another show where I will be connecting you more with your loved ones and spirit guides. So please, those who are waiting today, I'm sorry we couldn't get to your call, but I thank you so much for calling, and I'm really looking forward to our next few episodes. Have a wonderful weekend. Please take good care of yourself. And remember, you're always welcome to visit my website and contact me if you have a question about anything, www.mediummichelle.com. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening. Bye.